It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is any European country safe from the debt crisis anymore?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson in for Steve Chiatakis with the global perspective on business and economics. The leaders of the Eurozone's three largest economies, Italy, France, and Germany, are meeting today in Strasbourg, France, and they're digesting the news just in that Portugal's credit rating has been downgraded to junk, making it even more expensive for that country to borrow money. Meanwhile, Germany couldn't find enough buyers yesterday for $8 billion worth of debt. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us now from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So with all of these things that have happened in the last 24 hours, what are they going to be tackling first at this meeting in Strasbourg?
Well, the purpose of the meeting is for the new Italian Prime Minister to spell out Italy's planned spending cuts. But as you suggest, it is possible the focus is going to shift a little, especially onto Germany after, as you mentioned, yesterday's failed bond auction. The German government failed to sell all the bonds it wanted to sell, raising the alarming possibility that this crisis has now hit the Eurozone's strongest economy.
And how does that change what they might do about the crisis, Stephen?
Well, it may give the French more leverage. The French have been trying to persuade the Germans to loosen up and, among other things, allow the European Central Bank to print money and buy vast quantities of government debt. The Germans have been resisting this. They believe it's inflationary. But now their own bonds have apparently been caught up in the crisis. They may relent. Professor Albrecht Ritschl of the London School of Economics says the Germans face a stark choice.
There will indeed have to be the decision between accepting a probably softer eurozone or thinking seriously about going it alone.
Now, Germany leaving the eurozone, the collapse of the euro, these remain unlikely because of the damage that could do to Germany, to Europe, and to the global economy. But the collapse of the euro is something that more and more analysts and traders are talking about.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, now to China, which, despite having an economy that's growing around 9% a year, has a surplus of unemployed college graduates. The government's solution to the problem? Phase out college majors that produce unemployable graduates. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
For all our differences, some things ring true both in the U.S. and China.
Practical majors like IT and finance will get you a job after college. Majors like math, physics, or anything in the liberal arts will make life difficult for you.
Li Beihong is an expert on China's education system. He says China's government is worried about a 30% unemployment rate among its college graduates. It'll soon take a close look at college majors. If less than 60% of graduates with the same major fail to find work, the government will force colleges to stop offering the major. Li likes the idea, but
I don't think it'll solve our unemployment problem. Some unpopular majors now might be popular later on.
He says in an economy growing at a steady 9%, skills that are needed this year may be completely worthless in the next. Authorities haven't sat down and done the math on which majors will be cut. Maybe they can hire the math majors to do that. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, up more than 1% right now in Frankfurt. Wall Street closed today for Thanksgiving, but yesterday the Dow fell another 236 points to close at 11,257. That is the lowest close since early October.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, at some Thanksgiving dinner tables today, diners will be using disposable plates. And these days, many disposable plates are labeled biodegradable. Sounds pretty good, right? Use it, toss it, and then it'll just turn into dirt. Well, actually, it's not that simple, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
I'm sitting outside in downtown Santa Monica. I have a container full of salad here, and this container is compostable. So my post-lunch activity, find out where to compost it.
Here's the thing. Tossing a compostable container in the trash is pretty much like tossing anything else in the trash. Steve Mojo is the head of the Biodegradable Products Institute, which certifies products as compostable.
Those products will behave much in the same way as most things that wind up in a landfill, which is they'll be there for a long, long period of time.
Compostable dishes are one of those things that it's easy to feel good about buying, but won't make that much of a difference to the environment when you're finished with them unless they are actually composted. And you can't just throw most of these things in your at-home compost pile. Mojo says some thin products like napkins and bags will break down, but
thicker parts such as utensils and things like that may be more problematic.
When a container is labeled compostable, it means compostable in a commercial facility where there's high heat. If I want to give myself an environmental pat on the back, I need to find a way to get it to a commercial composter. I take my trash to the man in Santa Monica who knows best, Wes Thompson, the recycling coordinator in the city.
So I have in my bag my lunch container, a compostable lunch container. Where can I take it? To you? Could I bring it to your office?
We don't have containers for public use.
There is environmental value in some of these products, even if they aren't composted. They're often made from renewable resources instead of petroleum-based products. But without commercial composting, these dishes aren't nearly as good for the environment as they could be. Back in Santa Monica, recycling guru Wes Thompson tells me the city currently has a pilot composting program for 600 residences. The city also picks up food scraps and compostable packaging from local restaurants. He expects the program will expand as demand grows. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally on this Thanksgiving Day, to a woman they call the Black Widow. She weighs just 103 pounds, but managed to win a turkey eating contest in New York this week. Gobbled up 5 pounds of meat in 10 minutes. She also, by the way, holds the record for chicken wings, 183 in 12 minutes. And for hot dogs, 40 of them in 10 minutes. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
So you want to have a huge Thanksgiving feast, but you want to save money and use the freshest ingredients. So what to do?
Do not raise your own turkeys. Stuffing, you know, homemade stuffing is better. But I do have a sentimental attachment to Pepperidge Farm because that's what I grew up with.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do it yourself or just go out and buy it. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.